106.5 The End.
An 11-year-old boy in Canada went blind just based off a diet. Right, Gavin?
That is 100% correct.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Now, he's going to be okay. He's slowly recovering a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But he went blind because his diet only consisted of pork, lamb, apples, Cheerios, cucumbers, and potatoes. And he ate that way for years.
And that is, I don't see how those foods and nothing else could be bad for your vision.
Well, I'll tell you, none of those foods have vitamin A. And vitamin A is what keeps your eyeballs moist.
Oh, moist?
Yep. So now he's being treated with like extreme vitamin A supplements, and that's how it's coming back. Now, great question. How did those foods lead to blindness, Katie? Other great question that I'm sure you're thinking. Why would he do this? It's because he had food allergies, just like someone in this room. I don't want you to go blind. Rain doesn't want you to go blind. Stop monkeying with your food allergies because you're going to go blind.
Just so I'm understanding this correctly, you guys have discussed this already and thought, like, we have to tell Katie because she's going to go blind.
For sure. Yeah.
Because exactly
she's got food allergies.
Mm-hmm. And no one, I've never seen anybody tinker with a diet more than you have over the last 2 years. Okay,
you know,
and I'm not saying you're not allergic to this stuff.
I mean, I am, but I need to say something that's very, very, very important. You guys really do care about me. You guys actually have concern about my issues. And that is really very sweet. The fact that you guys, that Gavin, you found this article, then you took it to Rain and said, like, oh my God, we have to tell Katie. That is so sweet. Because you guys, you give me a lot of crap for my food stuff. But at the end of the day,
I feel like you're missing the point here.
No, yeah, I think the point is very, very clear.
The point is that
you guys care about me, but sometimes you can't express your feelings.
That's true, but that's not the only takeaway. Oh. That's a minor takeaway, is that you have to stop monkeying with your foods. You got to eat.
Because it concerns you for me. Well, you don't want to see something bad happen to me because I'm important to you guys.
Here's what we don't want to happen. Obviously, this 11-year-old boy that had a terrible diet who...
Well, he did a terrible diet. He had no choice.
Right, right. So now he's getting his eyesight back. If you were to be on some sort of strict diet that enabled you from getting the vitamin A that you needed and you started to go blind, do you know what would start to happen?
You guys would start feeling really sad because I wouldn't be a part of your life as much. That's obvious.
We would have to re-outfit this studio with, like,
railings
and braille pads.
Okay, and
so much work.
We'd have to get her helper animals.
Yeah.
And why would you do that?
Because we want the show to go on.
Me.
Right. No.
To make... Because I already have it hard enough, and the least you can do as your friend for your friend is make it her life a little easier when she comes to work. You guys, you don't have to feel embarrassed about this. We are all best friends. I often say that Gavin's my best. We're all best friends, and I think that is really the takeaway.
Gavin, can you imagine the conversation where she comes to us and says, guys, I have some very serious news?
Well, first, I'd feel your face.
I have had a terrible diet because this is one of the 68 diets I've done this year.
They're called elimination diets.
And now, Gavin, Rain, I'm blind.
And then we go. You go, oh my
this
God.
Again.
Now, the only thing, Rain, actually, that would be good is we work at a studio where we can record our voices. So all we would have to do is you and I would just record something that every once in a while you and I would go, what? No. Ugh. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's how I know it'd be a lie.
It would play in the studio and you and I could leave and she'd never know.
No, because the second you guys started showing concern, I would know they recorded themselves and left the studio again. They're trying to get me.
That's actually a good point.
You guys,
wow!
Thank you so much.
Really?
I care about you guys,
okay.
too.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And now I know it's not real.